Let's go. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Drapes and the high flyer Henry Turner here. The Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. We got a great show coming up. Of course, we're getting you ready for Kings Denver. We're going to react to what we saw last night. We had a little bit of it just a second ago in the crossover with Styles and Watkins. Things got a little heated. I'm sure they'll get heated here over the next 4 hours. So we got that coming up. We also got to talk NFL, a big game on Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly. That's right. I said it. Fly, Eagles, fly. Here's the thing, too, Henry Turner, before we move on to basketball. And that you're giving me that look. I see it. But Eagles fans, we can walk around the streets of San Francisco. We can walk around the streets of Sacramento. I can walk into the studio right now and say, fly, Eagles, fly, because we confident in our team. So we back up our talk, big fella. That's so why we 10-1.
So what you saying, Niners fans can't?
I didn't say that. Why are you saying that?
I'm just saying. You talk about how you can walk around Frisco.
I can do that, though.
You can walk around the bay.
I go to the barbershop today. Shout out to my guys, Lucky's, out in Folsom. I go get the fresh cut. I walk in. This guy got on a Christian McCaffrey jersey.
Thank you.
And I'm like, oh, it's like that?
Yeah.
I said, how about this? Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey,
he just laughed. That's how we are,
baby.
I mean,
I'm like this. You do know where you are, right?
I do.
You in uncharted waters.
But here's the thing.
You in gold miner land, baby.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
When your team is the best team in the NFL, you can do that.
You know what?
You can talk trash.
Hold on, wait. Are they champions?
2017, they were.
No, I'm talking about last year. Are they champions? Because, see, you calling something that's not what they are right now.
The heart of a champion.
I give them that.
The heart. They are trending. And here's the thing, because I don't want to get into it too much with you right now. I don't want to get into it too much with you right now because we got a football segment coming up.
Yes.
We are the best team in the NFL. And I'm going to say we because I'm from Philadelphia. Right?
Thank you.
Jay Johnson's like allegedly in our ears. Jay, we dethroned Patrick Mahomes.
It's not proven
yet. We dethroned Dak Prescott. We dethroned Josh Allen.
We done ran through everybody
so far.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
That's old stuff.
No. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Chiefs.
Until they get dethroned, they're the champs. Until they get three dethroned, they're the champs. The Denver Nuggets are the champs. Until they get dethroned. So I didn't hear nothing about Philly in there. Oh, it was crickets. My bad.
What, about basketball?
No, who's the champs?
Chiefs are the champs. Nuggets are the champs.
Thank
but here's the thing. This is what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
We got the toughest schedule in the entire NFL.
Oh, Lord.
This is this part of the schedule when week one, week two, week three, Niners fans were saying, we'll see you week 13. Well, here we are.
Yes, sir.
Come Monday, if the Niners lose, Jay Johnson, Jay, you listening to me back there? I don't want to hear bang, bang, Niner game for a full week. We're going to do a hiatus, a bang, bang, Niner game. If the Eagles win.
You know what? Here we go. Gentleman's bet.
Let's do it.
And I don't bet. I don't gamble at all.
Okay, what you got?
A dollar.
A dollar?
A dollar.
Okay.
Anybody around can afford a dollar, so they can't say, you know, we out here big dogging folks. A dollar. I got a dollar on the Niners. You got a dollar on your boys. And whoever wins, and if I win, I want your autograph on the front of it saying HT1.
Okay, I'm down with that. And vice versa.
Bet.
If I win, you got to sign it.
I got to sign it.
Drapes won. I love that.
My man.
I love that.
My man.
All right, here's what's coming up. 916-339-1140. We got to talk about last night. And we started talking about it a little bit. They lose to the Clippers, talking about the Kings. And it wasn't even as close as the final score, 131-117. That game was over pretty much first quarter. James Harden, 17 in the first quarter. Kawhi Leonard, 30-plus on the game. Kings got mollywopped on their own home floor. I said yesterday on our show, High Flyer, and I want to hear from Kings fans about this. I was giving the Kings a pass last night, no matter what happened, because you're coming off a highly charged, highly emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
You emptied the tank. The Kings were running on fumes at the end of that game.
Okay.
And then you have to turn around and face the Clippers. And I know they're the Clippers, but they're also a team with Kawhi, Paul George, Westbrook, Harden. They were chilling at the Sawyer Hotel watching you
lay everything on the line.
Right.
So what happened last night, High Flyer? That did not surprise me. So I'm giving my guys a pass.
I'll tell you this. Like I said early on, I've been in a locker room. I've been on back-to-backs. I agree with you 150% about everything that they did versus the Golden State Warriors. They left 150% on the floor. They
right.
did.
They did.
They did. And you came out the gate saying, okay, High Flyer, I'm going to give them a pass no matter what happens. I'm like, no, no, no. You know what? If they lose the game, they're competitive, their legs give out at the end, I'll give them that. How did you feel that first quarter when Clippers came in out the gate?
They look like the fresher team.
And mollywhopped us.
They look like the fresher team to me.
It can't happen in the first quarter, KD. KD, it can't happen in the first quarter. We're talking James Harden driving straight down the lane, getting to the basket, no resistance. No resistance. I'm with you. I love this team. And I know what this team is capable of, and I know what they're trying to do. But they're trying to go from good to great. And that's a hell of a step that they got to make. But you have to be able to respond to games like this if you want to be great.
No, you don't, High Flyer.
Come on, man.
No, you don't. And this is
on your home floor.
Dude, this is the fake outrage I'm talking about. This is the fake outrage. I'm driving in. I'm listening to people. I'm on social media. This is the fake outrage in the media, folks. Kings fans, I'm talking to you that you're hearing right now. You said to be great.
Yep.
Basically, to be a champion, right?
What they're aspiring to be, because they're not that yet.
You got to be able to win back-to-backs, or you got to have a good showing on a back-to-back?
What do you think Mike Brown has been teaching these dudes? You got to be dominant on your home floor.
I agree.
I might take that on the road.
But it's not the end of the world, High Flyer.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. If you want to make that next step, KD, if you want to make that next step from good to great on your home floor, you have to be dominant. I'm not saying they can't lose. You can't lose in the first quarter. You can't lose in the first 10 minutes. No. I don't care what you did the night before. You went home and you slept in your own bed. This is what you signed up for. This is the NBA, son. This is where the big dogs play. You know what I'm saying? If you can't stomp with the big dogs, what you do? You get off the porch. You have to be able to respond, bro. And I'm not saying you can't lose. I'm just saying you can't lose in the first 5 minutes.
Holla
at your boy.
High Flyer. Who won the championship last year?
Denver.
Let me look at their schedule last season.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, March 23rd, they won at Orlando, 110-99.
Okay.
Nice win. Joker had a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
Very next night in Toronto, they got smacked 135-111. Second night of a back-to-back.
On the road.
Second night of a back-to-back.
On the road. On the road. We're talking at home, doing something great, holding down home court dominance. It's different winning on the road, KD. You take 50%. We've talked about this, bro. Six-game roadie. We got those first three. We was good with the first three. Now you accomplished. But what you want to do is you want to try to win that fourth one, which they did. But if you just only won three, you're good. You're on the road. You want to go 50% on the road. At home, you need to be dominant, bro.
But it's not the end of the world. What I'm trying to say is there are bad losses for every single team in the NBA.
We'll give
them that. Here's a stat for you. Every team in the NBA last year had a game in which they got blown out, lost by 20 or more. Every team in your Denver Nuggets, your Celtics, Milwaukee, just because they lost last night, this is not an indictment that they're not where they need to be or anything like that. You can't, High Flyer, stop it. Hold on, stop it. You can't be getting outraged on a November loss to the Clippers right now. Come on, man. Honestly, keep it real.
Not outraged because, like you said, you know, it's going to be wins and losses, right? I'm outraged of how they lost, and I'm going to stay outraged. Mike Brown is outraged how they lost because you don't lose like that on your home floor. And if you want to get better, you can lose, but you can't get mollywopped in the first quarter, KD. And all of those guys on that bench need to understand that. That's unacceptable, so it don't happen again.
here's where I disagree with you, and I understand what you're saying. I respect your opinion. But when you see what happened against Golden State, you mm-hmm. lay it all on the line.
Loved it.
Emotional.
Loved it.
Everything in the tank you gave.
Yes.
Now, if you were facing the Wizards the next night, I could see if you were being mad. If you were facing the Pistons the next night and got blown out at home, I could see where you're facing the Clippers, four Hall of Famers. You just beat Golden State, three Hall of Famers on that roster. And so back-to-backs aren't all equal. And that's what I'm saying. This was not an equal back-to-back as at Dallas and at New Orleans that people are all of a sudden up in arms about. This was a different type of back-to-back for Sacramento.
I'm going to tell you this, and we're having this conversation because we both want this team to be better.
Yes.
We both want them to be better. And I'm like Mike Brown. In order for them to get better, you have to hold them accountable. All right? Now, I'm going to give you a few more interviews with a few more brothers who really got down in this game. And they will tell you that don't matter what type of back-to-back it is, you cannot come out and lay an egg like that on your home floor if you want to do something special. You're trying to make that next jump. This is your home floor, KD. Like I said, we've been playing back-to-back since the 70s. It's nothing new. I tell you what. If you ever get a chance, ask Michael Jordan about a back-to-back. And if they lost by 20, was he upset?
So, see, now you can't do that.
Why? Like, why?
You can't do
why?
That.
We all...
You go into the game's greatest competitor ever. It's ask Kobe Bryant.
Exactly.
Everybody can't be that.
You know what? Everybody strives to be that.
Everybody can't be that.
That's why the commercial is, sometimes I dream that he is me. I want to be like Mike. Yes. I want to win championships like Mike. Yes. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get to the epitome, bro. And it takes that.
Man.
A champion, man, I'm telling you, a championship isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would have one.
So let me ask you this. If you're Mike Brown, mm-hmm. you wake up today.
Yep.
Because you're sounding fired up about this.
I am.
But it's one of 82.
True.
Ultimately, it's one of 82 last night.
But you know what? Why do Mike Brown call timeouts in the first 16 seconds of the game? It's only one turnover. You want them to get better, KD. You have to point out what's right and what's wrong in order for this team to make that next jump. I'm not crucifying them, bro. Not at all.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not.
This was a... Do you believe in schedule losses?
I'm holding them accountable.
Do you believe in schedule losses?
Bro, I believe in losses, period, because it happens in the NBA.
That's all I'm saying. It happens. What happened last night... happens in the NBA.
So you mean to tell me if your team come out, because I wasn't happy when it happened to Golden State. We would have had the same conversation and even more. They went down 24, bro. They went down 24, right?
They looked shook early on.
Okay. I'm talking about against Golden State.
Against Golden State,
They went down 24 and they fought Herculean to get back.
So
listen to me. They fought Herculean to get back. And we loved it. We're like, you know what? That's our team, them our boys. They did what they needed to do. And I was happy with that. But then, again, I looked at it like this, too. I said, whoa, they got a back-to-back. First thing came to my mind, we played the very next day. And I'm like, you know what? If the Kings come out and let another team walk in here and get them down by 20 in the first quarter, you cannot get comfortable with that and think that you're going to be able to come back every time and win that game.
I hear you, High Flyer. But how you're playing now.
You have to get better, KD.
You got the whole season for.
You have to get
this
better.
This ain't game one of the playoffs. We're talking high five.
I didn't say cut the head off,
but
bro.
But that's what I'm saying. This level of outrage that I'm hearing from you, Styles and Watkins, media members on social media, fans.
Hold them accountable, bro.
Come on, calm down. Take
hold
a chill
them
pill.
Accountable,
I'm
bro.
The one guy that's usually fired up. Like, this is unacceptable. But I went into that game last night understanding they're going to lay an egg. It's going to be... Now, if they were able to be competitive and win that would show me a lot. But it didn't.
Do we have any Mike Brown sound? You will hear Mike Brown say the exact same thing. You know what? Because, see, I'm buying what Mike is selling, bro. I'm buying what he's selling. He's talking... He wants this team to hit the ultimate goal, KD. He wants them to be champions. Bro, the The road to championship, man, is a very bumpy one. It's not easy. It's not easy. So even on nights when you don't feel like playing, if you want to be a champion, bro, you might be sick. You might have a stomach virus. You got to go out there and get it. Because you know what? That one win might knock you out of getting out the playoffs.
I want to hear from Sacramento Kings fans because I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one willing to give my guys a pass out of last night because of last night.
I say you give them a pass, but you still hold them accountable.
916 High Flyer. Let me give out this
bang
number.
Bang the line. Tell them to bang.
I'm not the only one, I'm sure, that believes this.
Tell them to bang it.
916-339-1140. Hit us up right now. Should we be able to give the Kings a pass for what took place last night? We got your calls. I see you guys on the YouTube chat as well. You're listening to the High Flyer and Drapes here. It's the Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports, 1140. Yeah. We could keep rocking with this.
Come on, man.
It's how you start off a show here, the Drive Guys, Drapes, and High Flyer, Sacktown Sports, 1140. I'm looking at the YouTube chat right now, and people actually coming at me, High Flyer. I thought I was in the right about this.
Okay.
I was going to give the Kings a pass for last night. Mm-hmm. I said it during yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? You spend your entire bank account, basically. They emptied the bank account, and you want them to come back the next day and take you to the finest restaurants, buy you the nicest sneakers. Nah, I got to wait again till payday. Payday for the Kings is going to be Saturday against the Denver Nuggets. So what happened last night? They were empty. They were running on E, big fella.
Bro, you ain't got no credit card? to hold you to payday?
You're right. Hey, I don't like to do that, man. Hey. I don't like to do that.
Hey, and matter of fact, you bought a whole bunch of tennis shoes lately, so you know, I know you got a credit card.
I do. I went to Phenom 916. Shout out to my guys
That's
there.
That's right. Shout them out.
TCG says, High Flyer speaking truth. Got me fired up. Scooter 916. Yeah, I love Drapes, but HT has me hype right now. Truth. They go on to say, Draper said he's a hyper-competitive person when he's playing sports, but he's cool with a drubbing like last night. It's one of 82. I don't think it could be both. Which one is it? You can't take nights off. And then one more, TCG, Kyle talking like a loser, Flyer speaking like a champion. That's cutting deep right there. That's cutting deep.
Can I get my flex on YouTube?
You can get...
Get my flex over.
hey, you can flex, but I know there's some people out there who agree with me.
But no,
I'm going to give the Kings a pass for last night.
I understand what you're saying. I do. But in order to be a champion, my man, you have to be able to do something extraordinary. Yes, it's going to be losses. You know what? I wasn't even that fired up about the Houston losses. You know, they messed around and laid a couple of eggs in New Orleans. My thing is this. They need to get better on their home floor. Back-to-backs really has nothing to do with them. It's a part of the game, bro. That's what we sign contracts for. You know, as soon as you come into the league, you have to get used to a back-to-back. You know, the only back-to-backs I give you a pass for is when you're playing that last end in Denver and you're up in altitude. You're going to lose that
game. You're going
to lose that game. Oh, yeah, you're going to lose that game for sure. But you have to be able to play better than that.
All right, phone lines are full right now. We're going to get to you. Sacramento, this is what we do on this show. It's all about you. We can listen to Drapes and High Flyer talk for 4 hours. Trust me, we could do it, but I want to hear from you. 916-339-1140. Let's go to Doug on line two. Doug, you're listening to Drapes, High Flyer here. What you got for us, man?
Gentlemen, great topic. And Mr. Draper, I love what you do. But on this one, I think you missed out. Mr. Turner, if we were to award a champion for that discussion, I'm going with him because I'm like him.
Salute.
There is no compromise. There's no softening. There's nothing. They still got 48 minutes. You got to go hard. If not, go into your bench. You got guys who got tired legs. That's why you got those guys. They're trying to earn minutes. So that's what's happening. I'm sorry. This is a worldwide thing. Everybody's getting too soft. And so when you get out there and you're a competitor and you're a champion, and as you said, you're trying to get them to the next level. You can't get there if you don't get it done.
But, Doug,
so
here,
I love yourself, and if you want to ask me a question, that's fine.
No, here's my point, and I agree with you, and I agree with High Flyer. Before the game, if I'm Mike Brown, no, guys, we got to get this. You're trying to hype them up. You're trying to get them ready.
Right.
But then when they lay an egg, I can't be upset. I understand why they laid the egg. That's what I'm saying.
Here we go.
Doug.
Yeah, I know. Let me help you out here. I coach high school basketball, okay? And I tell my players, I said, hey, you want to coach that's going to go in and put his arm around you and tell you he loves you? I tell him, go get a puppy to lick your face. I'm not that guy. See? That for me. And that those are 14-year-olds. That's what I'm talking about. 14-year-olds have said, you got to give them a life lesson and say, hey, you better turn around and pack your lunch every day and be ready to go. And then and challenge. You got to challenge your guys.
Doug, what grade and what high school are you coaching at? What grade and what high school are you at?
Freshman at West Park High School.
What's your record, Doug?
I'm assistant coach this year, but when I was head coach, I was 169-47.
What's your record right now? I know y'all done played a few games.
Well, I'm assistant. Well, we played one game. We won that game. Won by 26.
Okay. All right. Hey, Doug, talk like he know. I appreciate that call, Doug. Good stuff. Here's the thing. I'm going to value your opinion. I might not agree with it, High Flyer. I might not agree with it, Doug, but I'm going to let you speak your mind.
That's right.
I want to keep going. I want got Brandon on line three. Can we hit Brandon on line three? Brandon hanging out with Drapes and High Flyer. What's up, Brandon? What you got for me?
What's up, guys? Hey, real quick, love the show, but I do got to say, Drapes, I think usually you're right on this topic, but the reason why I don't agree particularly with this game, I know a lot of us Kings fans, we kind of saw this coming. We felt it coming because it's happened in the past. If we want to turn that knob to a championship team, I feel like you can't let it happen anymore. And that's why we're so let down. You can't go down by 20. You got to at least make it competitive.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. But this is what I'm saying. If they lost to Charlotte or Detroit, I get you. That can't happen. They lost to four Hall of Famers. They lost to multiple MVPs. They lost to finals MVPs. Come on, man. You can't be that upset about this and be like, oh, they don't have a heart of a champion. They can't. Come on. To win a championship, we got to win games like these. Come on now.
Drake,
we going against four Hall of Famers, big fella.
Drape, I'm with that. I looked at the paper just like you.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh.
It's going to be.
If these guys get it together, my cousin coaches them. Brian Shaw's my cousin.
Oh, yeah, B. Shaw, yeah.
He coaches them. And I'm talking to him. And I'm like, boy, if y'all ever get it together, here's the thing. I understand where you're coming from on the sympathy side. I understand.
No, don't make me sound soft, though, big fella. Don't make me sound. See, you and Doug, our other caller, okay. Y'all, man, oh, it's too soft in this world. I'm not saying that.
No. I will give them a pass on the loss, but I will say this. And if you go back, you were on the call. Listen to what De'Aaron Fox said after the game. This is D. Fox, pretty much a guy that's going to be in MVP voting.
Yep.
And he understands because, see, we just talked about it. D. Fox still ain't on that list, and he's killing the league. So what does he have to do? He has to get better, and he has to show them every night. Right?
Yeah.
We talked about it. We talked about it every night. So with that being said, De'Aaron Fox said himself, we have to be better.
Yes.
And the only way they can understand that is you have to hold them accountable. That's all I'm saying, KD. You have to hold them accountable. You can lose a game. You can lose by 20. You can't go down 20 in the first quarter.
All right, I'm going to get more calls because the phone lines are fired up. I need at least one person that's on my side. The YouTube chat ain't on my side. The phone lines ain't on my side.
You
the
can beat up, KD.
They all on your side.
You can beat
I
up.
I know there's somebody who feels like I do. I'm giving the Kings a pass for yesterday. It's 82 games in the season. It happens. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. They'll bounce back Saturday against Denver. Taking more of your calls, 916-339-1140. You're listening to The Drive Guys with Drapes and High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140. It's your boy Drapes and the High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140. Listening to The Drive Guys. We got a great conversation going on right now. I maintain that I'm going to give the Kings a pass for that loss last night to the Clippers. We all saw it coming. Everybody and their mom saw it coming. They laid everything on the line to get that win against the Warriors. So they came out flat last night. I'm cool with it. I'm not going to give some sort of indictment about the team based off last night. Now, people on the YouTube chat, tap in on there, Sactown Sports 1140. Josh says, Drapes, they would get a pass for the Clipper game if they didn't fall down 25 to the Warriors the previous night. They absolutely cannot have Fox be the only one scoring in double digits. That's Josh. Also, on the text line, they say the Clippers had all their primary players available. They were rested ahead of last night's game. The Kings were missing the key starter in Murray, and we're gassed from the Golden State game. That's what I'm saying. But I'm not the only one high flyer using what happened against Golden State as an excuse. The players themselves recognize they were gassed. Here's Sasha Bezenkov after last night's game.
I'm a guy, and I think our team don't search for excuses because, like, the back-to-back are for every team. But it was obvious that emotionally we're empty after the whole comeback game yesterday. First of all, though, let's give the credit to the Clippers. They play, like, an amazing game. But we're not physical. We let them, like, shoot 50% from threes. They shoot 54% from the field. Like, we didn't put the energy we want to put in defense. And offensively, like, we struggle, especially, like, first half. We have to be better in the back-to-back games because, like, we lost with New Orleans. We lost today. We have to find a way. But I think, like, we have to also keep looking forward because it was a bad loss. We have to see the film, get better from that, and continue to the next game.
Exactly. And I'm saying the same thing Sasha's saying. I'm saying, yeah, they got to be better. But I ain't going to be angry. I ain't going to be upset. I'm not going to be, you know, oh, my gosh, this is unacceptable. Because that's what I'm hearing from you guys out there. I'm hearing from you guys on the YouTube chat. I'm hearing from you guys in the text line right now. I'm hearing it on social media. I'm hearing it as I'm driving to the radio station. Calm down. It's one game. In fact, I'm going to get to the phone lines right now because they're blowing up. Sherry is on line three, and I know Sherry agrees with me. Let's just calm down. What say you, Sherry? You're on with Drapes and High Flyer.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm with you. I'm getting all my friends all over the country are saying, well, there you go, fly-by-night Kings. I'm like, really? Did you not watch the Golden State game? I will say Sabonis needs to be a little bit more consistent when him and Fox are on. It's a whole different world. You know what I'm saying? I'm a huge Sabonis fan as well as Fox, but they just didn't have it. And we need to get Sabonis and Fox back in sync somehow to get, then that's what's going to be our championship team.
Appreciate the call, Sherry. I told you, there's people out there who agree with me. And what you're seeing, this is what I'm talking about with the fake outrage, High Flyer. It's like the people who agree with me, they're calm, they're cool, collected. So they're not going to call into a radio show. The people who all fired up like you, they got the phone lines blowing up right now.
Calm down,
big fella.
Hold on, man. Don't disrespect me or my callers. There's going to be some smoke up in here. I'm going to tell you that right now. Did you listen to Sasha?
I'm the one that put it. Jay told Jay we need that Sasha sound. Yes.
Sasha said that he was emotionally drained.
Right.
Right.
That's not an excuse. It's a fact.
Go look up and see how many minutes Sasha played.
Come on, man. He played 15 straight minutes at the end of the game against the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, he played 15 minutes out of 40 what?
You were in the building Tuesday night.
15 minutes out of 40 what?
Let's be honest. You were in the building. High five. Don't do this, man. You were in the building Tuesday night. You came back to work the next day. And let's keep it real. You weren't 100%. You were a little gassed. I was gassed yesterday during our show because the night before was so, it took so much out of us. Now imagine playing.
I was there giving it 100, whether I was gassed or not, giving it 100. And I tell you what, I didn't give it 50% on our show. You know, my thing is this.
All right.
My thing is this, KD. I'm not putting the King's head in the guillotine and saying pull the cord. No way, no how.
Okay, okay.
I'm just holding them accountable, man, because, see, I know how it go. I've been in a locker room, bro. Okay, you go down 24 against Golden State, you was able to save the day. Now the very next night, you go down the exact same way against the Clippers. You don't want that to become repetitive because you can't come back from 20 points against everybody. You can't make that Herculean jump and use all that energy. Yes, you might can do it once, twice. You might be able to do it three times. But you can't get used to going down big in the first quarter.
We both agree with that.
Teams like Washington are coming here and get you.
We agree with that.
Teams like Detroit are coming here and get you. That's why I said you can't do that, whether it's on a back-to-back or regular game. You can't do that if you're trying to go from good to great. Now, listen to me. Hear me out.
Yeah, let me hear you. I'm listening.
I wouldn't have nothing to say if the Kings would have played the Clippers ball for ball all the way to the third quarter, and at the end of the third, they legs went out, and they got drugged by 24. I said, oh, well, they ran out of gas. I'm good.
The slow start is what you got the problem with. It's, coming out like that coming and landing out the gate early.
Two times in a row. Not just once. Twice. Man. I don't want it to happen the third time. That's why I say you hold them accountable.
916. I'm looking at the text stream. Look, it's great the Kings beat the Warriors, but that was a one in a million comeback, and it was not a blueprint for winning. So basically, you almost laid two huge eggs in a row at home in front of your home crowd and basically only played one quarter of good basketball out of eight. That's not good. That's a Warriors fan right there chiming in. He's taking a little too far.
He might be a Laker fan.
Yeah, it might be a Laker fan. I want to get to the phone lines. I know y'all holding on right now. 916-339-1140. Let's go down the line, Jay. Let's hit up Gavin first. Gavin on line one, you're on with Drapes and the High Flyer. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? I think for me, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Does that make sense? It's like your main guy comes out and drops 40, but nobody else comes with him. It's like you're rolling by yourself, I feel, for De'Aaron in that one where you got to carry a whole team. You can't put everybody on your back right after winning the game by yourself pretty much on the other one. You know, you got to have some support. So I'm not mad at him. I'll take a loss to beat the Warriors because I hate the Warriors. But, like, I'm with High Flyer. We got to keep them accountable. We also need to, like, build that, like, man, we can't do this again. Let's come out and beat the crap out of Denver on Saturday. Show the fans. Give us something to cheer about, right? That's what I want. That's what I'm here for.
All right, Gavin, appreciate that. And don't give me that look, High Flyer. You didn't give me that look when Sherry called and backed me up. Nope. Just because Gavin agreeing with you, you're okay. Giving me that look.
Okay, this is another example. You had a great example with Sasha, right?
Yeah.
Emotionally drained.
Right.
Can't do it. Just came up short. De'Aaron Fox. Who gave more than D. Fox in that Golden State game? He guarded 1 through 5. He was on Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Wiggins. He was wrestling with Draymond, and he was even in the post guarding Saric. He went through 1 through 5, gave everything he had, played 40-plus minutes, came back the next night.
Don't look at a box score and talk about De'Aaron Fox.
Came back the next night.
Don't be box score.
Came back the next night. If anybody was going to be emotionally and physically drained, it's supposed to be D. Fox. That boy laid it on the line.
So he wasn't part of the problem in the first quarter?
He gave you 40, bro.
I don't care about 40.
He gave you 40,
stop
bro.
James Harden from getting 17.
True. He wasn't on James Harden.
You got me fired up, man.
But I'm saying you can't take that. I mean, as a ball player, I'm not trying to hear I'm emotionally drained. You know what? you celebrate that win against Golden State. When you close your eyes and you wake up the next morning, you're on to the Clippers.
On to the Clippers.
You forget about the rest of that.
I want to know what Bill thinks. Bill is online, too, hanging out with Drapes and High Flyer on the Drive, guys. What's up, Bill? What you got for me, man?
What's up, guys? Hey, by the way, Drapes, cheer dad. I bet you last year at a cheer conference.
My guy, yes, sir. Where were we at? Roseville? Stockton? Where were we at?
It was in Roseville. Okay. It was in Roseville, okay. Yes, sir.
Yep. What you got?
I'm very passionate about this topic, very passionate about it, because I don't believe that we should be having back-to-back games. I think you need a day rest. I think that sometimes they do different city back-to-backs, which is ridiculous. My next point is that if you lose both games at home, that's bad. You win one and you lose one, that's good.
It's okay.
You go away.
It's okay.
If you go away and you win one and you lose one, that's okay. If you go away and you lose two, that's not good. You should at least win one of your back-to-back games. And if you do, that I believe is a good thing. But my main point is we should not be having back-to-backs. Why are we doing that?
Hey, Bill, I'm hearing you. I'm listening to you. High Flyer is rolling his eyes right here on the side over here. Appreciate the call. Go ahead, High Flyer. Respond to Bill. What you got for him?
Bill talking about there shouldn't be back-to-backs. He's about as soft as a 7-minute noodle on a slow boil.
Don't do that to my guy. Bill.
We've been playing back-to-backs forever.
But you got to understand.
Understand what?
There are certain things called schedule losses. And after the game against the Warriors, if you're being honest, High Flyer, if you went home, looked yourself in the mirror and said, will Sacramento win this game? You probably say no. You got to say no, right? That's what I'm saying. You got to say no. I want to get to another call right here. On line four, we got Brandon hanging out with the High Flyer and Drapes himself. Brandon, I know you agree with me. What you got for me, man?
I do agree with you, KD. What's up, High Flyer?
Salute, bro.
I was sitting at that game last night. I thought I was watching 2015 ball with all them Hall of Famers in there. But with the back-to-back, we got a test coming up here in second week of December. We got Brooklyn on a Monday night, and then we go back-to-back the next day to L.A. Clippers. So that's another test coming up, and the back-to-backs are just tests, if you ask me. And, you know, I agree with – I want the test. So, and if they can't handle it, well, see if they come out next time.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. And that's the thing. Brandon agrees with me. I'm looking at Manny here on the chat, mm-hmm. on the text line. I'm with Drapes. Everyone in the chat all fired up about last night's game, but I'll take the pass just because the night before win was more important. Dude, you got to understand, too. No, stop, High Flyer. Hold on. Listen, let me make this point real quick. The win against the Warriors was not a regular season game. The win against the Warriors
meant more.
Was a win against your rival.
Yeah, meant more.
Was an in-season tournament game.
I'm with you.
Basically, as close to a playoff without it being a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like my guy Sasha said,
it was game
they were
seven.
Emotionally spent. Hey, you even hey, said it was game seven.
The atmosphere was game seven, no doubt.
So this isn't your regular back-to-back, big fella.
I can get you
this
that.
This was coming off an emotional game seven.
Right.
And then you got the Clippers.
Got you.
That's what I'm talking
got
about.
Got you. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And this has nothing to do with wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go down by 24 against Golden State. Great team. Championship caliber, right?
Yep.
You come back, you win. I'm
applauding that.
Everything's okay.
Yep. Everything's good.
You go down by 23 against the Clippers the next night.
Yes.
Great team.
Yep.
You get smacked. Give them a pass.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Because I'm saying I don't want a pattern. We got Denver coming in Saturday.
They best be ready.
No. We got Denver coming in Saturday. If they go down 20 in the first quarter and get smacked, then what you going
to
say?
See, you know what?
Because
I'm listening to you.
Because you're playing the champs.
You know, I'm glad we're having this conversation, Kings fans. 916-339-1140. We're going to get to your more calls. I'm glad we're having this conversation because...
Tell me how you going to feel.
We have raised the expectations for this Kings team. 2 years ago, we wouldn't even be talking about. We wouldn't even be angry. We wouldn't be mad. It'd be like, uh-oh, the Kings doing Kings things. Now we're holding this team to higher expectations. Hold up, High Flyer. I got to get to a break. We're going to talk about it next. 916-339-1140. You're on the Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports. Drapes and High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140. You're listening to the Drive Guys. We've been weighing in on the Sacramento Kings loss last night, 131-117 to the Clippers. I say I'm going to give them a pass. I'm not going to get my blood pressure up. But a lot of you out there, man, y'all agreeing with High Flyer. Leonard Keene says High Flyer is absolutely right. Can't have a pattern. Plus, it's very important to protect home court. On the text line, I see you out there as well. Kings have to go back to it says driving board. I think it's supposed to say drawing board. We need all-star players. So a lot of fans are upset. And this got me thinking, and I mentioned it before the break, High Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Tony Harvey coming up at 3 o'clock, Associated Press. He's at every home game, always asking the questions of Mike Brown. We'll get his take on this. This is a different mentality I'm seeing from Kings fans versus when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Kings fans 2-3 years ago, you know what? Kings being Kings. As TCG says, Kyle is stuck in the Kings mentality. If you remember, I was the one from day one I got here trying to hold these guys to a higher standard. I was the one that told Katie Christensen when De'Aaron Fox scored 43 points, and she said, well, he can't do it every night. I said, if he want to beat Jason Tatum, he can. If he want to beat Donovan Mitchell, he can. I was that guy. So don't come at me saying, I'm soft now, you're being soft. People hitting me up on Twitter saying, come on, Kyle, you're being too soft and everything. No. It was a schedule loss, in my opinion. High Flyer, I want to get to Chris right now on line two. My guy Jay Johnson behind the boards helping us out all day long. Take you up to 6. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with Drapes and High Flyer. What say you on this topic?
How you guys doing? First time caller. Thanks for taking it.
Yeah, no problem, man. What you got for me?
So I'm looking at the stat line last night, and one thing I'm noticing, not just in last night's game, but through some of these games that they're having a challenging time making three-pointers, 41, I think it was 41 threes last night, missed something, I think 20, was it 21 missed? And am I the only one that's thinking, wow, 21 shots, that could be 21 two-pointers if we're driving, if Sabonis can get on that 15-foot jump shot. I mean, I'm fine. I know you live and die by the three-pointer in the NBA, and if you're having a night where you're hitting them, great. But when we're shooting, you know, under 35%, there needs to be an adjustment made, especially at halftime. And I just think we're wasting a lot of two-point shots. Think of all those points that 21 shots that were missed from three could have been if converted to points, even if we made half of those.
Chris, appreciate that call, man. Yeah, they were 13 of 41 from three. Mm-hmm. Now, if we want to have that conversation, I'm willing to have it, because the saying is you live by the three, you die by the three.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's going to come back to bite you. And sometimes in the biggest of moments, and if I'm Mike Brown and I'm the Kings, I know that's your philosophy, but I don't want, come April and May, a game seven, and we go 13 to 41, oh, we just couldn't hit shots tonight. Well, if you ain't hitting shots, something else got to happen. You got to do something different.
You have to find another way, right?
You got to find another way.
You have to flip a switch. Now, I will say this about the game. You know, the Kings are a three-point oriented squad. They love to shoot the three. I'm fine with that because that's how they win basketball games. But in certain instances to where at one point the Kings were only shooting 24% from the three-point line.
Right.
And the Clippers were getting downhill, getting to the basket. Kawhi Leonard was killing us with the mid-range shot.
Yep.
So was Paul George. They were scoring the basketball. That's how we got down. All right? We got down big against that. It's going to have to be a certain point in time. And De'Aaron Fox has it. I've seen it. It has to be a certain point in time to where you don't elect to just stand out there and keep shooting threes and say, okay, we're going to die with this. You have to be able to utilize other parts of the game. The mid-range, the pick and roll, the pick and pop. Even down to KD, the free throw game. Think about it. We won against Golden State. But if the Kings would have made at least just half of the free throws they missed, it wouldn't even have been a game to even talk about against Golden State. How many free throws missed against Golden State? About 24.
Yes. They struggle from the free throw line.
Yes. So I'm saying,
you may have it, and it's not even a game.
It's not even a game. So that's what I'm saying. You have to find other ways to win a basketball game. When you went the whole first half trying to win threes, it didn't work for you.
Let me push back, and I hear you. I'm thinking from a coach's standpoint, Mike Brown, Brad Stevens in Boston. You trust the process. You live with the result.
True.
If they're good looks,
you have to live with it.
You got to live with it, right?
But I tell you what, as a basketball player, rule of thumb, this is as a hooper, a brother who have done it, put up thousands and millions of shots. If I take 2 3-pointers, okay, in today's game, if I take 3 3-pointers, that third one don't drop, that fourth time I get the ball, I'm putting it on the ground and I'm going to the basket, I'm going to get fouled, go to the free throw line, watch that ball go through the net 2 times, get some confidence, and then I might step behind the three. I'm just not going to shoot the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, the seventh one, and miss.
You ain't John Starks in it.
No. No, because at that point, think about it, KD. At that point, I shot 3 threes, right? They went down and shot 2s. That's 6 points, right? I'm going to shoot another 3, miss. They're going to go down and get another 2. I'm going to shoot another 3 and miss. They're going to go down and get a 2. Next thing you know, I'm down 12. We in big trouble. We in big trouble.
I hear you. Okay.
But see, what De'Aaron does, though, now, you watch the game like I do.
Yes.
He's very smart now. He'll see that they come down and they'll take 2 or 3 3-pointers and they'll miss. He'll come down and go 1-on-1, get into the middle and shoot a floater, make a bucket. That's how you don't get out of the game to where you don't have to go and make this Herculean effort to come back from 24 at halftime. It's a way to play the game, bro. Isn't that rocket science?
Hit us up, 9163. I'm tired already, man. I'm gassed. Hey, Sasha, I feel you. I'm emotionally drained right now.
Hey,
arguing with you is a full-time job.
Because you know why? I need a championship, bro. I'm ready to win.
Kings fans, I'm loving it. It's about dang time we done raised the expectations in this city. 916-339-1140. Hit us up. Coming up next, our guy, Tony Harvey. He's at all the home games. We see him every game. We're going to ask him about last night. And will he give Sacramento a pass for losing to the Clippers last night and the way they lost? You're listening to The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140.